Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Blitzing at 10:30. Matt's in Hazel Park, and he's on 97.1. Hello, Matt.
Hey, what's up, Carsh and Gator? So this is just my view, but Michigan, I'm shocked everyone is surprised, like, Michigan's not good this year, because they're basically in a rebuild. They lost a lot of players to the pros. They lost their best coach. So they're kind of rebuilding the team. So I'm just shocked everyone's surprised that the team sucks.
Well, you know what? Yeah. You go back to the beginning of the year, and there was something that I said, and I don't know. I said that, you know, there's a lot to replace, and you hope the defense can carry the day until the offense catches up. And I didn't expect it to be a well-oiled machine, but I hoped through the season the offense would get better and better, and it really, really hasn't. But I said, at worst-case scenario, you're like Iowa from a year ago, and Iowa competed. Now, what Iowa didn't do is play a schedule like this, and so it's very tough. But, you know, there's going to be, I would imagine, a heck of an effort in the offseason to do what can be done now, and that's quick fix some things. The 10 starters replaced on offense, it looks like it's taking its toll. They might have made a miscalculation, or they might have just missed in the portal. But bottom line is, yeah, it's the Iowa scenario here is playing itself out, which is a decent defense, a really pretty good defense. But the defense is having to carry the weight, where when the offense turns it over in its own zone or special teams gives up a fake punt. Now, those things are hurting, and you can't win games. You can't count on winning games 10-7.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to say, Matt, I think part of the other problem is that some Michigan fans expect that Michigan, because they won a national championship, should be able to reload like other programs do, but they're not like the other programs. They had a great season last year. They had a great couple seasons, right?
Yeah, they were reloading. Right.
They're built up to it.
21, 22, 23.
Yeah. This was not the reload year, and you thought that you had a quarterback. You didn't, and if you tried to get one in the portal, you didn't. And, you know, they've got three guys at least on defense that look like they're first-round draft picks in the upcoming draft. You would think they would look even more impressive, but it just hasn't.
Yeah. I'm going to keep listening to you guys. Thank you for listening to me.
No problem. When you give a defense a field to defend, now they've had some good stops on sudden change, but that's why, you know, the turnover battle for Michigan is so huge, and they need to get more out of the punt game. I mean, I don't know. Tommy Dolman's a good punter, but it feels like he's lost about 10 yards off a punt from a year ago. And that, you know, if you're going to play the field position game, you got to be good in the punt game. He was really good against SC, but all right, here we go. From Brian in New Huddy, do the quarterback combo, but I would start Alex Orji. For Marshawn in Belleville, Orji, run the ball a million times. I don't care. That's all you got. From Connor in an Amazon van, we should start the freshman. Robert from Lapeer, Orji, he's the team's leader. Greg in Dearborn said, I would start Orji. If I see another bad turnover, I'm going to lose my, well.
Careful.
Yes. From Hans the Uber driver, Jaden Davis. He's the freshman. Cam from Troy says, start Orji. You can't pass anyway, and he will limit the turnovers. Philip at work, I would start Jaden Davis the rest of the season. Chris at work, Jaden Davis might as well get the kid some experience. Robert Mount Morris says, Tuttle with a bit of Alex Orji. So the Jaden Davis thing is intriguing because, you know, he was a highly regarded recruit. I'll say this just as a general statement, okay? This is not specific to Jaden Davis. I used to be a guy that got super excited to see freshmen play, thinking that, you know, who's the next great star? Why isn't this freshman playing? Why isn't that freshman playing? I heard he was great. Then I started going to practice. And the first few practices I was allowed in, when I got the job as a sideline reporter, I was started to get to watch some of this stuff. And as a general statement, it became abundantly clear why the freshmen weren't playing.
Mm-hmm.
A few things is physically, they do look like boys playing amongst men. And, you know, there's a lot of physical growth that has to take place. But like young quarterbacks, they'll drop back to pass, make one read, and start to scramble around and do stuff that they did in high school, which isn't how the game is typically played at the collegiate level. And So, again, this is not specific to Jaden Davis. It's just my impressions of being to practice.
Yeah, people want to see the young new talent get out there and have a chance to play and perform. And sometimes, a lot of times, they're just physically nowhere close to him. I mean, you have your exceptions, right?
Yep.
Lamar Woodley looked like a dude from day one.
Yep.
TJ Duckett, Josh Thornhill, guys like that, they looked like they were ready to play from day one. Mm-hmm. And then you have others that did not. Like, do you need bubble wrap on this guy?
Yes. Now, as far as you might as well get the kid experience or play for next year, it's really difficult to tell your seniors that's what you're doing. It's really difficult to say to the guys, we're playing for next year. And so a guy can practice at some point, you may. I highly doubt they would do that this early.
Not this week. But if they lose to Michigan State.
I don't think they'd do it next week either. I think it would be maybe a Northwestern game. If he's even close to ready. You don't want to put a kid out there that's just not ready. But yeah, I mean, I don't foresee them. If they were to do that, it would be game 10 or 11. I mean, and see if he could bring him up to speed and maybe make some plays for Ohio State. Now, maybe he's had a great week of practice. Maybe he's ready to go. Maybe he's exceeded, expectations and he could be the guy. But I'll get down there today and I'll get some semblance of a clue.
If I were Michigan, I was going to start a quarterback this week, it would be Orji. I think I heard the guys in morning show talking about it as well, and I think that's what they both said. Takes care of the football more. Maybe that's just because he doesn't throw the ball a ton.
Mm-hmm.
So he's not throwing it to the other team like the other two quarterbacks have. But he can make plays with his feet better than anybody else at that position. And I guess you'd be turning yourself into a one-dimensional team with the ability to run the football, you would hope. But Michigan State's good against the run. So you basically have Colston Loveland and the running backs and a quarterback that can run. Well, so how is that any different than what they've had before?
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, the thing about the Washington game, it wasn't like he threw a pick or anything in that game. He just had two passes batted down.
What, Tuttle?
Orji, before he got replaced by Tuttle, and they weren't doing anything, and they bring Tuttle in, they go, bam, touchdown drive, bam, field goal drive, bam, touchdown drive. And, I mean, the difference in the season, they led going into the fourth quarter of that game at Washington.
Yeah, and then they had a bye week, come out of the bye week, and lay an egg against Illinois, and everybody's like, what happened? And then it's like, well, is that just, you know, should you have known that? Because it's not like Tuttle was lighting the world up when he was in Indiana.
No, but he was practicing in a way that justified starting him. But, you know, it's a difference between practice and games. Let's go to Ed in Clarkston. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Ed.
Hey, guys. How's it going this morning?
What's up?
Well, I hear you guys, you know, you're really running Michigan down, and I get that. Their program is terrible right now. Mm. But I also hear you guys talk about the Lions. They need to do whatever they have to do to win the Super Bowl now. Who cares about next year? F them picks, right?
Okay, so what do you want to be done? Like, what do you know that's available?
I'm just saying that what Harbaugh did was, you know, screw next year. He wanted to win the national title, which is the college equivalent of the Super Bowl. He won that, and then he left. And he basically said, F Michigan. And wow. People are kind of surprised at the program's downfall right now.
Well, that's a big picture question of how, why they got here. I think it's a variety of reasons, but I think, you know, there was uncertainty about Jim flirted with the NFL each of the last 3 years, and that probably hurt quarterback recruiting and having a roadblock of J.J. McCarthy ahead of them. But there's also other culpabilities, but that it led to it, and you trade it 10 times out of 10. They did what they needed to do to win the national championship. And now the question is, you know, how quickly can Sharon turn this thing around? I mean, we can look backwards into why we got here, but I'm more interested in how they handle this offseason. 248-539-9797.
And the NCAA isn't done.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's
something that's still moving.
That would be one of the things that I would be, I mean, I've had some pretty good conversations about where that's headed, but yes, that would be one thing that could change with Harbaugh, but I you know, that as far as the way you look back at Jim Harbaugh. But again, I've had decent conversations about where that may head.